This is KUT. A couple dozen Austin students held a town hall meeting yesterday with local lawmakers to talk about the ways to reduce gun violence, particularly at schools. The town hall was a direct response to a Parkland, Florida high school shooting survivor, an activist who called for town halls across the nation this weekend. KUT's Ashley Lopez was at the Austin gathering.
The event started with students telling Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett and Democratic State Representative Eddie Rodriguez what it's been like to be in school in the wake of school shootings across the country. Connor Heffernan, a senior at the Liberal Arts and Science Academy, says students are on edge.
The week or the week before the Parkland shooting, we had three lockdown drills that lasted, I believe, a half hour each in 3 days.
Students say the Parkland shooting in particular has made them more nervous than usual. Ari Miller Portman, a freshman at McCallum High School, says the week after 17 people were killed in Parkland, her school held a fire drill. Miller Portman says her classmates were worried the fire drill was another possible shooting.
The shooter at Parkland pulled the fire alarm to get all the students out of the classroom. Nobody got up once the fire alarm went off. Nobody wanted to get up because we were all scared. What if this isn't a drill?
The students also asked Rodriguez and Doggett to share their positions on policies aimed at preventing gun violence, including universal background checks and bans on assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. Both say they've pushed for these policies but have faced roadblocks from their Republican colleagues. Rodriguez told the students things won't really change unless there are new lawmakers in power.
In order for Congressman Doggett's job to be made a little bit easier and my job to be made a little bit easier, we have to get more people elected that agree with our position.
Both agreed it's a good thing students are organizing, too. Doggett says the fight for gun policy change will require a lot of activism. In fact, he says, activists should learn from the NRA.
Here are a small group of very committed people who are standing against the overwhelming majority of Americans who want to see simple, reasonable steps like universal background checks, and yet they are successful.
Town hall attendees also had some time to ask questions or make comments. One woman named Karen told the crowd she survived the UT Tower shooting in 1966.
I watched my fellow students get shot. I watched them fall to that hot, blistering pavement. I watched them die. I watched a policeman die. I watched an armored car finally come and protect those that were laying on the pavement and pick them up and drive them away. I watched them carry a body out of the tower, and I can tell you can see from my age, you never get over it.
Students were asked if they plan to keep pressure on lawmakers in the coming months. Jack Kappelman, one of the organizers of the event, says many are expecting students to lose interest over time. But he says things are not ending with town halls. Kappelman says his group registered 300 new voters at the March for Our Lives rally last month.
Almost every student who is at the march, if not every student who is at the march, has come into the new role that they can play in their democracy that we've grown up in. And because this issue is so prevalent on us, you can expect a new voting bloc to come out of this movement.
Students have planned a walkout across the city to the state capitol on April 20th. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.